Hello, this is Jill Pasternak. Welcome to Crossover, the program that explores the universal language, music. Music from the album A Time for Us with La Pietà and Angèle Dubaud, the very memorable Over the Rainbow by Harold Arlen. I want to welcome an outstanding artist, Angèle Dubaud, violinist. Welcome to Crossover, Angèle.
Thank you. Great pleasure.
You are really amazing. The last time we spoke, I believe it was about the Philip Glass music or John Adams, both of them we had reviewed.
Or Art Rupert,
And this is such a departure. This new album, which is probably going to sell, you're always selling hundreds of thousands of discs, but I think this will probably just go gold at the rate .
Well, I wish.
The music is what should I say? I'm not going to be an intellectual snob. It's just breathtaking. I admire film composers very, very much. I think they had not been taken seriously for many, many years. It's only in the past, you know, maybe 40 years or so that they really have been given their due. But you've really chosen the winners. I mean, tell us a little bit how this came about.
Well, you know, I decided for this 36th album of mine to explore the music of most beloved soundtracks from great composers. And like you said, there's so many great composers that wrote for the Seventh Art. So, you know, for years I've been collecting music that speaks to me from soundtracks, and thinking, oh, one day, one half time, you know, it might be a good theme to go through and explore, and I think now it was just the right time to do it. You know, going through the music of John Williams, Ennio Morricone, Howard Shore, or Joe Hisaishi. I mean, there's so many. But what is important is it's musical moments that speak to me. All favorites of mine. And you know, I really wanted to explore, of course, when we think of this music, you know, the composer created emotion attached to the scenario, strong images attached to the reality of the film.
Yes.
But since I was first inspired by the music, it was very important for me to try to dissociate the images. Mm-hmm. I kind of ignored, if I can say, the original images attached to the music, and wanted to recreate my own musical universe. Mm-hmm. So breaking out the framework and just approaching this music was just, in a way, comparable to any music of my repertoire. You know, focusing on the sound, the palette of specific to each work, making sure to integrate, you know, the texture, to make different sections, you know, the balance, and mm-hmm. and to really recreate my own universe, musical universe, with those great music.
For any of you who saw the great film Dances with Wolves, a creation of Kevin Costner, who also starred in it, that was the theme, Two Socks, the wolf theme, and the John Dunbar theme. By the way, that particular film was selected for the National Film Registry of the United States Library of Congress for being culturally, historically, and aesthetically significant. And John Barry won an Oscar in 1991 for his magnificent score. We heard it played by La Pietà.
Well, yeah, it is great music. And I think in a sense, people have gotten to the point where they even forget where the music was in a film. Like the Cinema Paradiso, I think that's something that has become something on its own, although the film is so moving and it's so touching and it's just brilliant.
Oh, yeah. But you know, Ennio Morricone, for me.
Yeah, well, for me.
Is a champion melodist.
This is a fan club because, as far as I'm concerned, this man never writes anything that just doesn't tear your heart out. It's really incredible.
But honestly, every time I play Cinema Paradiso, for example, or you know, I visited his music many, many times during the past year. But every time I play Cinema Paradiso, I'm crying inside.
Yeah.
You know, it's moving, and it's why I call him my champion melodist. He has this touch of moving. I mean, it's wonderful music. So the love theme, for example, of Cinema Paradiso is just a wonderful piece. Yeah.
Well, again, I mean, you're preaching to the choir here because I just adore him.
Music by Ennio Morricone from the film Cinema Paradiso. That's the love theme, performed here by La Pietà. And our guest today, Angel Dubo.
The film composers all have had a different style. It's interesting to see, even in The Adventures of Robin Hood, which is Korngold, and that's a whole other era.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know, and what the movies demanded at that time was different.
Well, sure. And Korngold, you know,
brilliant.
Well, of course, yeah. I'm a fan of his violin concerto.
Yes.
But this excerpt from Robin Hood, Marianne and Robin, it's a very symphonic way of writing. And I should nod now to Gilles Ouellet, who revisited the music of Korngold, which was not quite easy for him, because this symphonic writing had to be revisited for La Pietà, which is a violin solo, a string ensemble with add of piano or harp here and there. But really, you know, I made use of the talent of Gilles Ouellet, Marc Ouellet, Mégot, Antoine Barret, all four, you know, recreate arrangement. And because, of course, the pieces on this album have been has been rearranged, I would say made to measure for the orchestra La Pietà.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because they're for large orchestra, you know.
Yeah, mostly.
All of them are symphonic and very, tied, again, as you say, to the story. Thank you.
Music from the pen of Eric Wolfgang Korngold, the love theme Marian and Robin from The Adventures of Robin Hood. And that was a film that was written in the mid-30s. Eric Wolfgang Korngold is considered a mentor by John Williams and Jerry Goldsmith, two of the greatest film writers of our time. This also from the album A Time for Us, performed by La Pietà and Angèle Dubaud, who was the violin soloist in this performance. I was especially interested in your relationship with Joe Hisaishi. Yes, I don't know how to pronounce it correctly. You toured with him in Japan?
Yes, he's a great musician. And I have great memories with him because we toured 5 weeks in Japan together. And playing his music, he's a pianist also. And I was there with La Pietà. I had also some duo, like with Princess Mononoke. I was doing Princess Mononoke, this excerpt from this great movie, Japanese movie, and Miyazaki movie. And, well, he's just another champion melodist, another, you know, giant of contemporary movie right now. And he's, every time I play, of course, is this music of Joe Hisaishi. I have my own bagage of souvenir with him, just sharing the stage together. So, of course, you know, it's fulfilled with all memories when I play his music, and here and there since a few years now, I have this privilege of playing the music of Joe Hisaishi.
Yes, and that's always interesting because it's interesting to find out what's going on in Japan. You know, with music and stylistically, what's happening. You know, with absorbing perhaps the Western style of music as well, and that's something that's I think would be very, very interesting for listeners to find out about. Music for the film Hana Bi, Joe Hisaishi was the composer. He won, actually, the Japanese Academy Award for that film in 1999 for the best music. And we heard it played today by the ensemble La Pietà with Angèle Dubaud. Once again, you know, you tie this to the films. And, of course, this is the year or the hour of the Titanic once again. And you've got that one. I mean, you had
to include
that.
Titanic, you know, as a Quebecois, you know, I'm always feeling a touch of pride when I think of the great achievement of Céline Dion.
Oh, and, yes.
Céline is from home. And,
yeah, of course.
And I know Céline, of course.
Yes.
And for, you know, my heart will go on. I was thinking, oh, I do it. No, I, yes, no, I was just hesitating. And then I thought, no, this is préjugé. And if there's one musician who doesn't want any préjugé and pick up the repertoire with no limit, it's me. It's a gift that I gave to myself years ago. So I thought, no, this wonderful melody of My Heart Will Go On has to be on this CD. And then I thought, okay, who can revisit and redo the arrangement? And then I thought of Claude Lemay, Mégot. You know, he's a musician, a pianist.
Yes.
He's been the pianist and the music director for forever for Céline. And I thought, well, Mégot is going. Who's going to do better than anyone else than Mégot for this music? So I called Mégot and I said, hey, would you revisit this
My Heart Will
Titanic?
Go on,
yeah. My Heart Will Go On. He said, oh, sure, of course. And so. You know, to listen to this melody, it's a wonderful melody, and it really grabs your tears. Yeah,
it goes on and on, because it's circular in a way, because it continues to repeat and repeat and repeat, and of course you change certain parts of it, but that's what I think is so good for the audience, because they can absorb the theme. Music that was taken from the score by James Horner for Titanic, a brilliant movie, and was turned into a song with lyrics. You know it as My Heart Will Go On. Celine Dion made it famous, of course, and the song itself won 4 Grammy Awards in 1999. We heard the ensemble La Pietà performing with Angèle Dubaud. It's interesting. I mean, there's a real variation here in the choices, and all of them are great, great composers and arrangers. So you had different arrangers doing different themes for mm-hmm. all of them?
Well, sure. I was thinking, you know, it takes me some time just to find the right person for the right piece. And, mm-hmm. and you know, Mégot, of course, was obvious for me. But thinking of, for example, all the Ennio Morricone music.
Oh, yes.
Who's going to revisit Ennio Morricone?
I don't know.
And then I thought, well, Marc Ouellette. Marc, in the 90s, he's from Montreal and is composer. And I know that Marc studied with the great master in the 90s in Rome.
Really?
So he studied with Ennio Morricone. So then I asked Mark, I called him again, and I said, well, I have this CD coming, and would you revisit the music of Morricone? He said, oh, sure. I mean, it was obvious for him to the choice, and he was very happy to do it for La Pietà for me, and the result is just wonderful, because he knew exactly what Morricone would do himself with this music. So and of course, you know, all those great masterpieces can find another spectrum of colors, other spectrum of texture of sound, or completely you know, it's all in this CD. I opted for long and generous musical phrase, and there's emotion specific to each work. So it was important for me to try to find the right person to revisit the music.
And I think it must have been a wonderful experience to play it, because it really does emotionally. It touches you so deeply. All of them, no matter what the subject matter. Of course, you have to do another album with music of Nino Rota on this. You know.
Oh, well, you know, it's of course doing this album. I found out, oh, I forgot this one. Oh, I have this one. This one.
Yeah.
So, and since the release of this album, a lot of people are giving me idea, and I'm
See?
Just, oh my God, maybe I'll do a second one, but not the next one. That's for sure. Well, but it might be a great idea because it's, yeah, there's great music written for little gems for the seven earth, and I'll be more than happy to revisit again.
How many are you in La Pietà? What is the number of musicians?
Well, the number of the musicians change because it goes with the repertoire I choose. For this particular project of Silence on Joue, A Time for Us, this CD, we went to 15 or 14 players, which the add of harp. Sometimes it's just strings. Some of the pieces are just done with 9 players. So it's the music who dictates the number of the players. Mm-hmm.
And for all of you tango lovers, we didn't leave you out. Carlos Gardel in the 1920s was considered the king of the tango. He popularized the vocal form of the genre, which was soon adapted by Parisian high society. And one of his most famous songs is Por Una Cabeza, which was used, I'm sure many of you saw the film The Scent of a Woman, and Al Pacino did his famous tango. He's supposed to be blind, and he dances in the Plaza Hotel to this music. And then we heard La Comparsita, which is probably one of the most famous of tangos in the entire repertoire, but people might know it from Some Like It Hot. It was a film with Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon. They masquerade as women in a female orchestra because they cannot get a job in an orchestra. And, of course, Marilyn Monroe is in the orchestra. And, well, Some Like It Hot. As a footnote, the song was named a popular and cultural anthem of Uruguay in 1998. So how many albums have you done, really? And starting with, you started with a Baroque work, isn't that right?
Yeah, well, before La Pietà now is celebrating its 15th year. I founded La Pietà 15 years ago. But myself, as a violinist, it's big numbers, but I'm just celebrating my 35 years. And this is my 36th album. So that I
my
release.
Goodness.
So
it's well, you're going to have a Légion d'honneur or something that they give in Canada pretty soon, I think.
It's already done.
Oh, you've got that already. Well.
From Quebec and Canada.
So
what 96, yeah.
Isn't that? Oh, that's marvelous. That really is wonderful. So you have been recognized for that and justifiably so. And as I say, we never really knew about La Pietà, and when we received the discs here, all of a sudden, the expertise, the beauty of the performances, I mean, this is on all of them. And, of course, I was totally blown away by the contemporary ones. I mean, John Adams and
Philip Glass.
I cherish our interview because you talked about how you had to count and you had to live with your metronome. And yeah. I'm amazed. It's really fabulous, fabulous performances on all of them. So this one is kind of a reward, isn't it? It's lighter, it's easier in a sense melodically, it's emotionally very, very gratifying for you, and I think you're going to do tremendously well. What's on the agenda for next after this?
Well, many projects. First, we have to tour with this music because people are asking, of course, the CD is being released. People are asking to listen to the music of the CD on stage. Since the dynamic of a performance on stage is different than a CD, we'll bring, of course, the nod of this repertoire on stage, but we'll add also other music to this CD of film music. Can I tell you the next one? Should I?
You're going to surprise me.
Yeah, well, maybe we should keep it for the next time we speak
to each other. Okay, well, it's up to you.
But you'll be surprised with my... I'm very, very pleased with this new idea that came in my mind.
Well, I have to think, what can she be thinking of?
Well,
whatever it is, it's demanding. And it shows the artistry of your ensemble, which is really fabulous. I mean, they are so, so fine and so exposed. And I think that's the thing that's very exciting when you see the ensemble and how they operate and how you interact. It's on each level, of course. It's expert. So I want to say it's a pleasure to add it to our repertoire and a pleasure to speak with you again, Angèle. You've got to keep me posted. And let me know how the sales are going on this one. I'm sure.
Well, it started very, very big and very good. So,
well, so far they said. Well, certainly, the information that I had gotten was it was over 500,000 discs. I'm sure it's much, much more now.
It's much more. But what I can say, it's been released before US. It has been released in Canada for now two months, and it's been number one Canada for 2 months.
Oh, that's fabulous! How does it do in Asia? I mean, your performances, how are they received, especially on this one? I'm very anxious to know about this.
Well,
one.
I haven't visited Asia with this particular repertoire on stage, so maybe I will in a year or two. As for the CD, it's you asked me too early this question because I think the CD is not launched in Asia yet. It's just launched in North America, mm-hmm. Canada, United States, and it will be launched in Asia, I think, in a month or two.
Well, we'll have to follow up with you on that and get some other new secrets.
But, you know, music is an international language.
Oh, well, I always say that.
We'll share everywhere with everybody.
It's the universal language, and the emotion, of course, is the same for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
And mm-hmm. and thank you once again for your contribution over again, Angèle. A pleasure to speak with you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
We just heard music from the pen of Ennio Morricone from a film that was rarely seen from some years back, The Mission. But the music is very, very famous, and we heard it performed by the ensemble La Pietà with Angèle Dubaud. They have been our guests today here on Crossover. We've been listening to their album Silence, on joue A Time for Us. It's on the Analecta label. We end the show with music from the pen of Nino Rota. Here is A Time for Us, featured in the film Romeo and Juliet, directed by Franco Zeffirelli in 1968. I'm Jill Pasternak. Until next time.
For a second listen to selected Crossover interviews, visit WRTI.org. Crossover was produced by Jill Pasternak in the studios of WRTI Philadelphia for the WRTI Radio Network. This is Joe Hattie, Crossover's technical producer. Crossover is syndicated nationally by Global Media Group, Incorporated. Thanks for listening.